Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Canadian Show. North American Radio Show. And now, Worldwide Show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now, welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome, everyone. I am your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. My goodness, I am so happy and pumped up about today's show. Today is a Monday, and it's December the 22nd, and my goodness, time is just flying. This is actually our last show for December, because as all of you know, I did take some time off to be with my kids. My girls, both of them, are off for the holiday season, so we have 2 weeks, and we are thinking, what are we going to do with them other than going out and shopping, which that's not going to happen. So I'm hoping that all of you this week will have a fantastic time with your family and whatever is it that you celebrate. And so happy Hanukkah, happy Kwanzaa, happy Christmas to all of you all over the world. And yes, you've heard it right, all over the world. And on that note, I do have to take my couple of minutes in order to thank my listeners, and I have to, because without you, this show could not be possible. I want to thank everyone, especially to my listeners in Australia, so good morning to my Australian listeners, my listeners in South America, Central America, Jamaica, Netherlands, here through our 10 beautiful provinces. We also have listeners in the United States, and that's where my guest is actually from. Our guest is straight from the city of, and I had it right here, Virginia. I think he's living in Virginia right now, but he will correct me. Yes, it's a he, because you've been looking at the pictures on my website and also on my social media. Going on, I have to thank my listeners over Europe. We have reached Europe, so we have England, and we have Turkey, we have Spain. So hello to my Spanish listeners, especially to Miguel, Michael, and also Ukraine, Nigeria, and the list goes on. Tanzania, hello to somebody who just emailed me from Tanzania. My goodness, we have worked really, really hard for this, and I am so happy that this is here. We have over 10,000 listeners all over the world. We have over about 4,000 subscribers to our newsletter. And, yeah, if you're interested in being part of the Lizzie T Radio Show, please do not hesitate to email us. The email is radio@lizt.ca. Very easy, radio, because it is a radio show, at lizt.ca, C-A for Canada. And for the North American listeners, we have launched now our Lizzie T YouTube channel video show. Yes, so if you're in the Toronto area, and if you would like to be part of the Lizzie T Show via YouTube, just contact us as well to promote your book, to promote your business, and to talk about what you love to do the most.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
And the news, as all of you know, I love to mention a International Day, and today is not the exception. Monday, December the 27th is the International, that was actually Trading Day. Wow, I didn't know that that existed. So there it is. This is International Trading Day. So for all of you traders, there you go. There is your day. In Canada, we, in the news for the weather, I love to mention the weather because some of you are emailing us and they're saying, Lizzie, I love the pictures that you post on social media with the beautiful snow. Well, guess what? This last week and this week, we had so much snow, and now it's just all melted down. And we're getting rain. Very weird, very awkward. It's not like that every year. But it's all melted. My kids were not happy because they wanted to go outside and play outside in the snow. And it's all gone. But hopefully by the 25th, Christmas Day, we will be able to get some snow for people to enjoy. And so it feels a little bit more like the holiday season. Continuing on, we are right after our amazing guest, the interview, we will be playing our musical section. And today is not the exception. As you know, I love to support people that want to have that little bit of extra exposure for their music. And today we had a submission. And by the way, if you would like to send us your MP3, don't be shy. The email is radio@lizt.ca. And we are being played right now. A Canadian singer, she has launched her single music CD. And the song is called Page, and the singer is called Andrea Goodman. So congratulations, Andrea, on your single, and we're here to support your music. Also, we had a submission from New York. The singer is called Sorrentes, and it's a very melodic, very nice, very perfect for the holiday season. And the Christmas song is called The Happiest Time. And last but not least, a submission from Argentina. This is a lady that resides now in New York. I had the privilege and honor to be able to meet her and interview her. And her name is Sofia, and she will be playing. She had sent us the song El Último Café. So that.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Fantastic. We're being sponsored today by naturenova.ca. Later on, I will be playing the commercial. Well, it looks like my housekeeping is pretty much taken care of. And before we run out of time, I just wanted to make sure that all of you are able to listen. There is my theme music. That means I need to move on. And we have such a treat for you guys today. I've been Googling this fellow, and what a treat. I had no idea that I had a celebrity here with me, a writer, an inventor, and wow, what a treat. But you will hear for yourself, and I have prepared a little bio.
Radio Show. Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Rick Shapiro, an author, prolific blogger, inventor, holding 18 USA patents and various international patents, and also a practicing trial attorney. The author of Taming the Telomeres Research, Taming for the nearly 3 years before completing the fiction thriller manuscript, and through from his experience as a trial attorney and as a Capitol Hill staff assistant. Before law school, Rick resided in Washington, D.C. area during college. In law school, and explored Middleburg, Virginia, Georgetown, and several of the geographical areas that appeared Taming of the Telomeres. He also authored a popular nonfiction social documentary commentary novel titled Faceplant Chronicles of Facebook, True Tales and Epic Fails, which was published by Outskirt Press. Rick received his college degree from University of Maryland, served as a staff assistant to the USA congressman, and graduated from George Mason University School of Law. He practices law with Shapiro Lewis and Appletown and Duffin Law Firm. As an inventor, he has invented and designed a number of Folding Impacts consumer products, including Folding Wagon, baby jogging strollers, and the like strollers. In connection with inventing and designing, Rick has traveled to Europe, Japan, Taiwan, and China. He licensed and Folding Wagon patent to Radio Flyer and currently designs Folding Baby Strollers products with Big Mac. He currently resides in Virginia and let's welcome now the famous international author and an amazing inventor, Rick Shapiro. Hello, hello, Rick, and welcome. Welcome to Toronto, Canada. Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you this evening?
Hello again. Okay.
Welcome to the Lizzie T Radio Show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. So I always like to start in order to make you feel comfortable. Not that you need that, because, I mean, you are an international and very famous author. I was very impressed when I started looking and doing my research. So I love to ask this question, and just this is just to humor me. What is your favorite drink?
Oh, my favorite drink, if it's probably Absolut Tonic with lime.
Absolute Tonic with lime. You know what, Rick? This is the very first one that I've heard of this one. I've had everything here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, from pina colada, Shirley Temples, and lemon water, which is my favorite, teas, and there you go. So thank you so much for playing along. This is fantastic. So you reside, Rick, right now in the city of Virginia.
Yeah, Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Virginia Beach, Virginia. Fantastic.
About 3.5 hours south of Washington, D.C.
Awesome. So tell us, how is the weather in Virginia? Are you getting snow? Is it cold? Is it rainy?
It's cold today. We haven't had any snow yet this year, but it rained a little bit. So it's not quite cold enough to snow.
So tell us about the holiday season. Are you a big celebrator, or you take it easy with the family? What is the holiday season in your household?
I've got two kids in college, so they're going to be coming home for the holiday, and we hope to celebrate together and have a good time. But it'll
Fantastic.
Be a good time of year, sure.
And here at the Lizzie T Radio Show, and all of us Canadian, and all of us that are listening to all over the world, we wish you a fantastic holiday season, a happy Christmas, and we wish that 2015 it will be an amazing time for you. So, Rick, I wanted to know about your writing. Now, when was it? Let's go back a little and way back. When was it that you decided, or it became clear to you, obviously you never expected that you will be such an amazing writer and so have so many books on the way, but when was it that you decided, that you came to the realization that this is what I love to do, this is what I meant to do, this is what I'm good at? When was that? Were you always writing?
Well, I was always writing as a lawyer, because lawyers have to write briefs and papers and pleadings. But I think at some point, once I just had a thought in my mind, I really like to write a book, and then it became I'd really like to write a fiction book. And so this book, Taming the Telomeres, was the hardest thing I've ever done as far as writing. I never appreciated that a fiction book would be that much harder than writing a nonfiction book until I started.
Now, I hear, Rick, that your book, which is phenomenal, is one of the bestsellers everywhere, number one in, one of the number ones in Amazon. So congratulations on that. But it wasn't always that way. I heard that you actually, you were turned down. This book almost didn't make it. And I love to hear those stories. Love to hear it. In order to inspire people that are listening to us all over the world, and they have the same dream as you to be able to be a bestseller. So the reason that you were turned down is because they had a female high school senior in the book as a protagonist. Can you talk about that?
Well, I thought it was an interesting concept to write a book that the lead character was a young female and my lead character is a high school senior. And one of the literary agents specifically wrote me turning my book down and said, I just don't believe that a leading female like this could carry a book. And so I just thought that challenged me particularly to get the book on the market and to, you know, everything when you're turned down, you get motivated. And I had many, many agents turn me down. This was just one that happened to give a comment that I thought was one that wasn't true. It wasn't true, really. I mean, like, Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. You can look at The Hunger Games now. Very strong leading female.
Yes.
I think it motivated me even more.
And that's one of the greatest things about a writer that really needs to get their story out there. It doesn't matter how many no's or how many publisher they say no, the more you want to prove them wrong. And there you have it. Very successful. Again, we are so honored. When I was looking at your biography, when I was looking, I was going to Google. I mean, you have right now, as it stands, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, Taming of the Telemeter is a 4-series book now. And mostly of those books, especially when you write those books, a female protagonist, they always wanted to make this character as a detective or as a spy, but that wasn't, that's really a female character, but that wasn't the case. And I'm so glad that you were very strong and you really wanted to go after your dream. Now, why the title? What does it really mean for the listeners that perhaps never heard of you? And most of my listeners, I know as soon as I posted the picture on the social media, they were like, wow, Lizzie, how did you find out this fellow? But why the title?
Well, a lot of people haven't heard of the word telomeres. And actually, a couple of my friends and professionals hadn't heard what a telomere was. And so I said, a telomere is the tip of our human chromosome. It's sort of thought of as like, for each cell, each chromosome, it's like the plastic cover on the end of a shoelace is one way they describe it. It's like the plastic cover that protects the chromosome. And so Taming the Telomeres, the book is about taming the tip of our chromosomes. And so the book, there's biological research in my book, and there's intelligence agencies, and without giving away any of the plot, the intelligence agencies want to get control of biological research that relates to our cell telomeres, because when telomeres die, human cells die, and when telomeres can split and grow, that's when cell growth happens. And so there's some real biological secrets involved in the research in the book. So, going back full circle, Amanda Michaels, the leading character, the high school senior, she's the only survivor of a plane crash, kills everyone aboard. And so the beginning of the book chronicles her amazing recovery, but as she grows and things happen in the book, she starts to realize there's more to what was behind the plane crash, and there's more to the research that her dad was doing before he was killed in the crash.
I am thinking that I'm getting my listeners all curious and all very antsy in order to get their hands on this book. And it's not just that one. There is a series, as I mentioned. Now, this book is mainly set in Middleburg, Virginia, near Washington, D.C. Is it true that Middleburg, Virginia is the wealthiest county in the United States? I never knew that, but that's what I
hear. Well, it's the wealthiest county in the United States. So in other words, within the state of Virginia, Middleburg County, there's a lot of horse farms, and but it's true. In other words, some people in the United States think of Hollywood in California or other areas as the wealthiest areas, but Middleburg, Virginia is per person the wealthiest county in the entire country. And Middleburg's about it's about an hour outside of Washington, so it's a suburb, but there's some beautiful horse farms, plantations, and a lot of money there. And so this high school senior, Amanda, she goes to Middleburg Academy, which is a private school there, and some of the things that happen, you know, revolve around her attending the school there, and there's some horse farm stuff going on and things like that.
Wow, wow. On that note, where do you usually get your inspiration? This is people that you know, do you base any of your characters, especially Amanda, on someone? Love to find out about that, because most of the writers obviously get their inspiration from somewhere. There's something that they read that they get inspired, or something that they see. How about in your case, Rick?
Well, there's, you know, authors are funny. I mean, you get little bits of your characters from everyone around you. There's someone you're thinking about when you put a piece of someone together. So I don't want to give away anything that I use someone's name here in the interview, but sure, Amanda, some of the pieces of Amanda were from people I knew, and other parts are just a composite of different things that happen. But another big part of this book is near-death experiences. You didn't ask me yet, but Amanda, being the sole only survivor of the plane crash, she's haunted by a near-death experience flashbacks where she basically, once she comes out of her coma, the only thing she can remember are some flashbacks of her life flashing before her before she almost died. So we explore near-death experience in this book a lot. The doctors that are working on her or talking to her about her NDEs. That's what, you know, the abbreviation for it. And so there's a little bit of a medical mystery stuff going, and the plot revolves around some of her flashbacks, because she wants to figure out what some of those are, because she loses all of her memory from before the crash.
Now, looking back, Rick, at your books and the great accomplishment that you have in your life, so again, congratulations. You have hundreds of reviews, maybe not hundreds, but a lot of reviews from media, from newspapers, radio, TV. How does that make you feel that at the beginning publishers wouldn't even publish your book, and now you're a bestseller, and you're an international writer, and you have amazing reviews from newspaper. How does that make you feel?
Oh, it feels great, but I mean, I'm just still trying to hopefully get more readership around not only the United States, but some of these other nations that your listeners are from, because you just have to hope that people that read the book like it and recommend it to someone else. But I'm really, really feel grateful. There's some great reviews in the first several weeks since my book was released. There've been some great 5-star reviews. So you kind of dream about that, and then you just still hope that people really want to read your book.
It's true. It's funny how you have the concept, you write the manuscript, and you put it into a Word document or a PDF, and then all of a sudden it's a concrete thing, it's in your hands, people are reading, and people are commenting and talking about it. On that note, Rick, I want to make sure that I don't want to forget, for my listeners perhaps in Australia or in England, and here, obviously here in Canada, I wanted to make sure that you mentioned it's a couple of days to the holiday season, to Christmas, so this is a fantastic gift for anybody, especially if they like dance or they like this type of writing. What would you call, by the way, your style of writing?
I'm like, people compare me, well, with other authors like John Grisham or Tom Clancy or you know, or Michael Connelly. People are comparing me to those writers, which, of course, it's very flattering. And for those listeners in those other countries, of course, it's available on Amazon. And so, you know, any of the listeners in any of these other nations can grab the book on Amazon.
Fantastic. And your website is?
The author website is rnshapiro.com. So just my name, rnshapiro.com.
Great. So, by the way, everyone, I will have on my website, lizzyt.com, the link, and there's going to be a picture and a link to this interview. It's recorded, so you can listen today or you can listen later on. Also, the link to his website, which is rnshapiro.com, and also on my social media. So make sure that you like us on Facebook, lizzyt/lizzyt radio, and also Shapiro does also have his social media and Facebook, as I was looking at it as well. I wanted to change a little bit the conversation from the book to the inventor. My goodness, it's not enough
yes.
You're writing a series of four books, and here you are, international author, bestseller, but you are inventing. And now when I was reading about the strollers, my goodness, I have two little girls, and when I was trying to run with a baby, I used obviously one of those strollers. So how did that come about? My goodness, look at you. If you're not busy enough here, you're trying to find more things to do.
Well, let's see. I don't even know where to begin there. I've been inventing for 10 years. It's a little like writing a book because, you know, you're dreaming up something and then you're filing for a patent. And so, of course, I've had a lot of rejection there also, but I had success a few years ago where I licensed a wagon invention, a part for a wagon, to Radio Flyer. They're a very big wagon manufacturer based in the United States. But more recently, I'm also in the background working on a new baby stroller. And since the patent hasn't been filed, I can't say a whole lot on this interview, except it's a folding baby stroller. It folds differently than any other device. And so I'm working with a European company, and they're hoping to introduce that by this coming summer in Europe. The company is based in Austria that I'm working with. You just work and tinker and work and tinker, and then there's a long, drawn-out process in getting a product from concept, patented, designed, and then hopefully successfully sold. That would be a whole other interview.
I've had inventors here at the Lizzie T Radio Show from many inventors, and I know I've heard from them the trials that you guys go through to get your invention across. My goodness, so where do you have the time? How did you get the inspiration? Did you see a need out there? Do you think that what is out there is not good enough? I mean, your kids are growing, so I don't see
right.
you. So what did that came about?
Well, I've been at this for 20 years. I mean, I did have little kids when I started with some of the stuff. So,
yeah.
Well, I had some patents on good folding baby strollers. I had one or two licenses, but the companies, after licensing it, never brought it to the market. So being undeterred, I did some other patents. So sometimes as an independent inventor, you don't get success. No one licenses your product. But then a company was going to come to the U.S. with a new design, and they looked at patents and they saw that I have a lot of good patents. So they probably figured I would be blocking them with some of the things they wanted to do. So they approached me,
mm-hmm.
and we ended up forming an alliance. And so we made an agreement where I'm working with a European company and their Chinese manufacturer. So we've been working together for over a year to try to get this new type of folding baby stroller on the market. And hopefully it will be introduced summer of 2015 in Europe. And all these strollers fold, but we have a little bit of a better technique on how easy it is to fold all the tires and how the thing folds up. It's hard to explain until you see it.
And I so know what you're talking about. I mean, I have two little girls, and I've gone from stroller to anything, and it's just unbelievable how difficult it could be sometimes and how easy it is. And I love to find more about it. And I know, Rick, that this is your year. You are a writer, and now you are bringing up new ideas. And trust me, for mothers, we will not be more thankful so you can make our life easier and to be able to be out there with our kids and be out and about. And I know that this is your year.
Lizzy T Radio Show.
You are listening to the Lizzy T Radio Show right now. We are... it's Monday, December the 22nd. My goodness, Wednesday is pretty much the holiday season is here. Some of you are getting some time off. Some of you are not, are working throughout the holiday, the Christmas. We here at the Lizzy T Radio Show, we will have, this is our last show. We will be taking some time off. We'll be back in January with brand new shows, brand new guests, and my goodness, I can't wait for you to be able to be with us. Send us your ideas. Send us your MP3 if you are a singer-songwriter, because we love to play your music. And we are right now with Rick Shapiro, an international writer. If you have questions right now, place them on social media. Lizzy T Radio is the fan page. So post your questions right underneath the radio button or on my website. There is a form there that you can, any questions that you may want to ask to Rick. Also, his website is right underneath my link, rnshapiro.com. So, love to hear from you guys. Love to hear your comments, your questions, your hellos. And this is what I'm here to be able to promote to you, to be able to talk to you, and to be able to tell the world how wonderful and how amazing you are. Rick, I have a couple of more questions for you before we close and before we run out of time, because I want to make sure that my singers get their space as well. Rick, for
okay.
The writer part, I wanted to make sure that there are people right now in the same situation that you were a little while ago when you had the ideas to write your books, when you got your nose, when you perhaps thought of giving up. And I love to ask this question, and you're not going to be the exception. And they're ready to give up. They're saying, this is not for me. I've been getting too many no's, and I don't know what to do, and this is not for me. What would you say? What would be the word of inspiration for my listeners? What would you say to them in order for them to keep going?
You know, part of it, you have to be practical, and part of it, you have to be hard-headed. I mean, you do have to be sure that you're not crazy when, you know, people say it's not working for me, or I don't want to buy this, or, you know, I don't want to publish this. But if you feel, you know, if you've gotten an outside editor, you've got everything cleaned up, and you know that the material is solid and it meets all the basics, when people say it's not right for them, you just have to go to the next person or the next publisher and decide, you know, just keep knocking on doors. I mean, it's very easy to say no. And, you know, what they say is, you know, nothing happens when you don't try anything. So, yeah, you just have to keep being persistent.
Love it. Love it. And if you just tuned in and if you're wondering, hey, who does Lizzy had on the show? Oh, yes, I heard about Rick Shapiro. He is giving us right now three words of inspiration, and I hope that you take this to heart. And this is the reason I do the Lizzy T Radio Show, is to be able to inspire you all over the world. And through my guest, Rick is doing an amazing job. Go to the next door. I mean, just try next, knock to the next door. And if someone said no, keep your passion, keep doing what you love to do, and don't ever give up. And if this is what you meant to do, this is what you love to do, your job will be done sooner or later. It's just the trick part is not giving up. Rick, I just wanted to make sure that you are comfortable here at the Lizzy T Radio Show. And
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Lizzie T. Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
And I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Thank you so much, Nature Nova, for sponsoring your show. You just heard the commercial. If you're interested in contacting Nature Nova, please look him up at naturenova.ca. Rick, I have a last question for you, and this is the theme of the Lizzie T. Radio Show. Tell me who you are, what you do, which you have done an amazing job. Contact info, his website is right here, everyone. Please, please check him out. Anything new? What are we working for the future? What are your goals? Love to find, I mean, you don't have to share everything, but what is new? What are you working on?
Well, I'm going to work on the second version, or I guess a follow-along book to follow Taming the Telomeres, what we're here talking about, and I'm starting to sketch out ideas for the next telomere book, if you will, that follows Amanda Michaels. And my contact info, I think you mentioned before, but it's mainly my website, which is www.rnshapiro.com, or on Twitter, it's hashtag Taming Telomeres. And so, you know, working on another book and also working on the design, which is completely unrelated, of my folding baby stroller, which you asked about.
Fantastic. And by the way, I will have everyone the links for his social media, so you can follow him, you can like him, and you can contact if you are interested in getting to know this amazing writer. Rick, I want to thank you so much for being part of the Lizzie T. Radio Show all the way from Virginia here in Toronto, Canada. And hopefully you'll be coming to Toronto, Canada one day to promote your books, doing signing. Love to meet you, take pictures with you. And this has been amazing. You are a very, very inspirational writer, and you've given us lots of words of wisdom and inspirations to my listeners as well. Any last word?
Just follow your dreams, you know, that's what it's all about. So, yes, I hope folks can download the book, Taming the Telomeres. I think you'll have a great read if you do.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Rick. Have a fantastic evening. Bye-bye for now.
Okay, thank you, Lizzie. Bye now.
I read the letter you sent. So many words wrote down. I think that maybe it's time to turn a page now. This ain't no happy ending. It's feeling more like a curse. I just want one more. And
wonderful time of the year. I say it's surely a time filled with cheer. Some people say it's usually a silent night. I say Christmas always makes me feel so right. It's Christmas time again, an easy time to enjoy a friend. It's the time that's so special to us, with time-honored traditions we simply trust. It's truly the happiest time of the year, so special and so full of cheer. Time to be with my friends, time to say sorry and make amends. Will you be happy with me? It's a very simple time, you must see. Let us remember who we truly are, mere mortals with a gentle heart. Some people go, others love to play in the snow, sliding around for all to see. Some kids even throw snowballs at Frosty. It's just the time I'm eager to treasure. All kids, I hope, have no displeasure. A simple, happy time of the year, for Santa to give them some cheer. It's truly the happiest time of the year, so special and so full of cheer. Time to be with my friends, time to say sorry and make amends. Will you be happy with me? It's a very simple time, you must see. Let us remember who we truly are, mere mortals with a gentle heart. I want to build a snowman, I want to buy some presents, a widow for an for Santa.
Gira la cuchara de café. del último café que tus labios con frío pidieron esa vez con la voz de un suspiro. Recuerdo tu desdén, te evoco sin razón, te escucho sin que esté. Lo nuestro terminó, dijiste un adiós de azúcar y de hiel. Lo mismo que el café, que el amor, que el olvido, que el vértigo final de un rencor sin porqué. Y allí con tu impiedad me vi morir de pie, me vi tu vanidad. Y entonces comprendí mi soledad sin para qué. Yo vi y te ofrecí el último café.
Radio show.